Doctors who've worked at offshore detention centres are calling on their colleagues in medicine seriously to consider boycotting the federal government's immigration detention facilities. In an article published in the Medical Journal of Australia, the doctors say there's a conflict of interest in working at the detention centres because they're required to put their loyalties to their employer above patient health. They say it's time the medical colleges such as the Royal College of Physicians and the College of GPs considered boycotting working in immigration detention altogether. Sarah Dingle reports.
Medical officers who work in offshore detention centres are employed by private provider International Health and Medical Services. IHMS, in turn, holds the Department of Immigration contract for healthcare in detention centres on Christmas Island, Manus Island and Nauru. Bioethics lecturer Dr. Bridget Hare says this chain of command is in direct conflict with a doctor's first loyalty to their patient.
Loyalty to patient is absolutely central to doctors' identity, to their professional identity. Now, if you're being asked to do things like assess somebody's age to see whether you need to kick them out of being in a facility that is for under 18-year-old people, you're not doing things that are in the patient's best interest.
Seeing patients in order of medical need is standard practice in hospitals and clinics across Australia. But Dr. Hare says in offshore immigration detention, doctors have their priorities determined by their employer.
Doctors being called away from the clinics where they'd actually be seeing detainees who require care, but they have been put on to do health assessments when a new boat has come in, for example. So this was in the context of last year, I think, particularly when there are a lot of boat arrivals. And that's a direct conflict, again, like you're meant to be there actually providing care to people who need it, but you're being actually assigned to doing these health assessments instead.
In May, five independent clinical experts reviewed healthcare in Nauruan detention, finding there was inadequate health screening, no paediatricians, and a significant ongoing risk of child abuse. That followed an earlier 92-page report in December where doctors working on Christmas Island decried numerous unsafe practices which caused significant harm to patients, including unsafe dispensation of medicine and the deterioration of children with chronic illness. Dr. John Paul Sangaran was a co-author to that report.
Yes, there definitely was harm to patients. Not one case, multiple cases of it.
Now, Dr. Sangaran, Dr. Hare and another colleague have co-authored an opinion piece in the Medical Journal of Australia. It says doctors' concerns are not being listened to, and it's time the medical community considered boycotting working in immigration detention. Dr. Sangaran says if nothing changes, the doctors working in immigration detention are perpetuating the problem.
At some point, the suffering that an individual can ameliorate within their small area of influence is overweighed by the fact that them being there allows the suffering to happen in the first place. Where that line is drawn, I think for me, it's drawn more on the side of, yes, we should be seriously pushing a boycott.
Dr. Hare says no doctor wants to make things worse, but the situation has to improve.
And I think that the colleges, the medical colleges, need to talk about this, to engage with their membership around it. We really need to see this kind of collective conversation happening in the medical community to decide, is a boycott what we need to do to get change? Prisoners in Australia are subject to proper, decent Australian standards of care. You know, prisoners of war are subject to, you know, proper, decent standards of care. These are things that we have, you know, fought for in all kinds of conventions. How we've got to the stage where people who are asylum seekers are not getting this care is a very interesting question.
The Royal Australian College of Physicians is urging the government to establish an independent body to oversee healthcare in offshore detention centres. The AMA was unavailable for comment.
Sarah Dingle.